亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brother, sister,
到了第七个晚
when you reach the seventh
那应该神是最大的愤怒了
that is when the wrath is at its greatest
现在人的罪已经到顶了
man's sin has reached the top
所以当你要看见最后一个的时候
so when you see the very end
第一你看见全球性的大地震
First, you see a global earthquake.
现在整个球都动起来了。
The whole globe is moving.
整个我们地球动起来了。
Everything is moving.
那你再注意看的话
and you pay even more attention.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
you see.
你看见巴比伦倾倒了，倾倒了。
Babylon has fallen.
那么所以等一等，你看见有七，在这里给我们看见巴比伦的七个方面。
Then you see seven rooms of Babylon.
那你读启示录第十七章的时候
，When you read Revelation 17,
你看见那个巴比伦是宗教的巴比伦。
You see the Babylon is a religious Babylon.
因为宗教就从巴比伦来的。
Because religion came from Babylon.
所有的宗教都从他那里来的。
All religion comes from Babylon.
包括佛教
，even including Buddhism.
包括其他的宗教
，all the other religions.
他们的母亲就是巴比伦。
Their mother is Babylon.
但是最后呢
，But at the very end,
到我们主回来的时候。
Now, Lord returns.
全世界所有的宗教统一起来的。
The whole universe, all the religions will be
one. 要归于他的母亲的。
Will be all go back to the mother.
这就是十七章那个宗教的巴比伦。
That is the religious Babylon and.
结果后来告诉我们他倾倒了。
Then he fell.
到了十八章
，Chapter 8,
你也看见巴比伦。
Also another Babylon.
但是这是政治经济的巴比伦。
This is a political economic Babylon.
圣经也说他也倾倒了。
It also fell.
倾倒的弟兄姊妹，人是怎么堕落的呢
？How did man fall?
创世纪第三章堕落的罪。
Genesis 3, they fell into sin.
到第六章堕落在肉体里面。
Chapter 6, in the flesh.
到了第十章
and chapter 10,
这个世界就出现了。
The world came about.
那巴比伦王尼禄就率领全世界。
And then Nimrod conquered the whole world.
他们要造巴别塔。
They wanted to build the tower.
要和神来反对。
They wanted to go against God.
所以弟兄姊妹，你知道说巴尼禄就是那个敌基督的效应。
Nimrod is a miniature of Antichrist.
现在十字架有三个仇敌。
Now there are three enemies.
一个是罪，一个是肉体，还有一个就是世界。
One is sin, one is flesh, one is the world.
现在世界完全伏在那个撒旦的手下。
The world is under the hands of the enemy.
他撒旦变成是世界的神。
Satan is the king of this world.
弟兄姊妹，这个世界有宗教的世界，也有政治和经济的世界。
There is a political world, a religious world, and a economic world.
但都是握在那恶者的手下。
And it's all in the hands of the enemy.
所以弟兄姊妹明白吗？当那敌基督出现的时候
，When the Antichrist comes out,
那个时候有一个统一的世界。
There is one world.
世界都跟随他了。
Everybody's following them.
但是你不要忘记
Do not forget.
这就是创世纪那个巴别塔的故事
That is the story of the Tower of Babel.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？现在巴比伦就代表这个撒旦所控制的这个世界。
Babylon represents what Satan is conquering in this world.
然后巴比伦倾倒了，倾倒了。
Babylon's fallen and fallen.
巴比伦倾倒有两次。
Babylon fell twice.
一次在大灾难前，一次在大灾难后。
Once before the great tribulation, the other one after.
大灾难前的是宗教的巴比伦。
The one before was a religious.
大灾难后的是政治的巴比伦。
After the tribulation is the political one.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
因着巴比伦倾倒了
，Because Babylon has fallen.
大家不要忘记。
Let's not forget.
你知道说亚伯拉罕是从巴比伦那边过来的。
You know that Abraham came from Babylon.
当巴比伦失去亚伯拉罕和罗德的时候
，When Babylon lost Abraham and Lot,
他们不甘心。
They did not. They couldn't.
他们就派军队到死海那里去。
So they sent the army to the Dead Sea.
这就是创世纪四王和五王的战争。
So this is a battle of the four and five kings.
四个王里面有一个王就是巴比伦王。
In the four kings, there's a Babylon king of Babylon.
表面上他们是要埃及的东西。
On the surface, they wanted the things of Egypt.
事实上，撒旦要借着他们把这个亚伯拉罕能够再挪回去。
But in reality, Satan wanted to use them to take Abraham back.
亚伯拉罕为着罗德只有三百。118个人去追赶他们。
So because of Abraham and Lot, 318 men he sent out.
不要忘记，不要忘记。巴比伦这个军队。
The army in Babylon.
是强盛的军队。
They are forever victorious.
这个王的大道，圣经中王的大道就是他们整个打下来的。
The king's highway, they were the one who brought it down.
所以你看，你们这条路他们打出来这条路。
They were the one who opened the king's highway.
是打到死海的。
They opened it all the way.
没人能抵抗他们。
Nobody can go.
谁能够得胜呢
？Who can gain the victory?
没有可能得胜的。
Nobody can.
这个亚伯拉罕岂能不知道？
Abraham didn't know that.
事实上，他用鸡蛋去碰石头的。
In reality, he used an egg to hit a stone.
结果他居然得胜了。
And then yet he gained a victory.
他不懂这什么意思。
He didn't understand why.
等他回来的时候
，When he returned,
当然应该索多玛这些王应该来迎接他的。
Yes, the king of Sodom should have.
我怎么都没有想到。
He never thought.
是他们这些那许多王来迎接他。
That the Melchizedek came and welcomed.
他是那个圣的王。
He is the king of Jerusalem.
他告诉亚当为什么你打得胜仗。
And he told Abraham why he gained the victory.
因为神把敌人交给你的。
Because God gave you the enemy.
弟兄姊妹，为 什么耶利为什么耶路撒冷要迎接他
Why is the king of Jerusalem welcoming him?
表面上是死亡和武恩的战争
On the surface is a battle between four
sides 事实上在属灵的世界里面
But in the spiritual world
是巴比伦和耶路撒冷的战争
Babylon and Jerusalem are doing battle
但是很险峻亚伯拉罕居然是个得胜者
Abraham was an overcomer
凭着他自己的
Not through himself
所以你看见巴比伦就回去了
So Babylon returned
就一点的光来说
So in terms of
这就是巴比伦倾倒了倾倒了
That was when Babylon fell Babylon fell
亚伯拉罕虽然住在帐篷里面
Even though Abraham was in the tent
他却等候一座有根基的城
He was waiting for a city with a foundation
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and
sisters 感谢主
Thank the Lord
我们也是这样
We are like that
那个有根基的城
The city with a foundation
不要忘记
Let us not
就是新耶路撒冷
That is the New Jerusalem
新耶路撒冷怎么开始的呢
How does the New Jerusalem begin
从亚伯拉罕奉献开始
Through the sacrifice of the offering
为什么亚伯拉罕奉献还要到摩利亚山去呢
Why did he have to go to Mount Moriah
其实我要只送到一个地方
The Lord said I'm going to send you somewhere
那是什么地方都献上不可以
You cannot just offer anywhere
那个是永远只一发生关系
It has to do with God's eternal purpose
所以他就到了摩利亚山把以撒献上
So he went to Moriah and sent and offered Isaac
结果是什么呢
And what happened
结果就是后来的耶路撒冷
That is the New Jerusalem
弟兄姊妹，因着亚伯拉罕的奉献
，because of the offering of
耶路撒冷就开始了
，Jerusalem began，
神就经营建造耶路撒冷
，and then he built Jerusalem。
感谢主
，Thank the Lord。
等到最后一次大巴比伦的时，在这个倾倒的时候
，until it fell， it fell。
一面是地震把它震倒的
，on one hand the earthquake made it fall。
如果你读全本圣经的话
，you read the whole Bible，
地震不是把他们震倒了
，earthquake not only
把摩利亚山震高了，超过所有的山
，it not only knocked them down， but it raised Mount Moriah high。
脚回来，脚踩在橄榄山的时候
，When Jesus feet touched Mount Moriah，
耶路撒冷分成三块
，Jerusalem was split in two，
这摩利亚山裂成两半
，Moriah will be split in two，
结果有一道河流出来了
，Then a river will flow out，
耶路撒冷一直没有河的
，Jerusalem has no river，
耶路撒冷不可能像新耶路撒冷
，Jerusalem is not like the New Jerusalem，
河都没有
，There is not a single river，
再次感谢主
，But thank the Lord，
你看见吗？那个磐石裂开了
，When the rocks crack，
结果从圣殿里面就流出水来了
，When through the temple water flows out，
经过四次的测量，变成一道河了
，Four measurements have become The river.
这个死海就变得活的
The Dead Sea becomes alive
有树有鱼到处都是生命
There's living creatures
亲爱的弟兄姊妹不止如此
Not only that
现在你看有树也有叶子
Then there's trees, there's leaves
每个月按结果子
And there's fruits
现在你来看看
Now you see
你看这个有点像是耶路撒冷呢
It's like the New Jerusalem
你看你主造神的工作吗
Now it's the work of the Lord
特别到了千禧年的时候
Especially the millennium
你看你整个的情形就不同了
See the situation changes
神一面在那里做
On one hand God is doing
神要淡进新耶路撒冷
On the other hand God wants to bring in the new Jerusalem
到了最后的时候
At the very end
亲爱的弟兄姊妹旧天旧地就过去
The old and the old earth and heaven pass away
旧天旧地经过火
Old earth and heaven go through fire
新天新地就来到
New earth and heaven arrive
感谢主
Thank the Lord
天和地得着荣耀了
Heaven and earth gain glory
就好像我们复活在这个荣耀的身上
And when we resurrect we will get glorified
让新耶路撒冷就从天而降
So the new Jerusalem will come down
远远看过去好像是个宝石一样
You look afar it looks like a precious stone
宝石怎么产生的
How is a precious stone born
好像我们的铅笔芯
Just like a pencil
很脆弱很黑暗的
Very brittle dark
结果经过高热和高压
But through high pressure high heat
结果变成透明的
And it becomes clear
弟兄姊妹你看见吗在千禧年的时候
In the millennium
有一点像新耶路撒冷
We will see the new
Jerusalem 但还不是
But it's not
还是不透明
It's still not permanent
神继续的工作
God continues to work
继续的工作
God continues to work
到了最后
At the very end
一个宝石出现
One precious stone comes out
亲爱的弟兄姊妹现在你看这个宝石
Now you see the precious stone
你好像光被捕捉在里面
It's as if the light is captured inside.
神就是那个光。
And God is that light.
整个新耶路撒冷就是那个灯台。
The whole New Jerusalem is that lampstand.
感谢主弟兄。
Thank the Lord, brother.
神的目的终于达到。
God's purpose has been accomplished.
而这个新耶路撒冷呢？
This New Jerusalem.
就是羔羊的妻。
It is the wife of the Lamb.
哦，弟兄姊妹。
Brothers, sisters.
神主终于羔羊终于得到妻子。
The Lamb has obtained her bride.
他就是新耶路撒冷所代表的。
That is what's represented by
the New Jerusalem. 什么都是透明的。
Everything is transparent.
珍珠和宝石。
Diamonds and precious stones.
连金子都是透明的。
Even the gold.
你看见神最后的目的终于达到了。
His purpose is fulfilled.
这是羔羊的妻。
That is the wife of the Lamb.
在所有的得胜里面。
Throughout all of the overcomers.
你看最后他终于得着征服得着了他的妻。
At the very end, he's conquered, gained his wife.
这个就是新耶路撒冷。
That is the new Jerusalem.
或者你说这就是荣耀的教会。
In other words, the royal, the glorious church.
所以但愿主开我们的眼睛。
The Lord open
到了最后的时候
，At the very end,
你看见羔羊终于坐在宝座的中间。
You will see that the Lamb will be seated at the center of the throne.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
虽然有七个号
，Even though seven trumpets,
有七个碗
seven bowls.
许多的眼泪
many tears.
我们不知道怎么解释
We do not how to explain it.
圣灵一直给我们一个解释
The Holy Spirit gives us
one example. 一直给我们看见最后一幅景象
He shows us the last scene.
这是耶稣基督的启示
That is the revelation of Jesus Christ.
他用这种方法
And through this way,
给我们看见
He shows us.
经过苦难
Through suffering.
透过苦难
Over suffering.
透过各种的环境
Through different circumstances.
这个不是生产的苦难
It's birthing pain.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
这里面有火
There's fire.
这里面有眼泪
There's tears.
但是最后
But at the very end,
新耶路撒冷
New Jerusalem
从天而降
It comes
down 远远看过去
Far away
像宝石
Like a precious
stone 亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
这是谁呢
Who is this?
这就是羔羊的血
That is the wife of the lamb
起初是刚刚被杀的羔羊
It was the lamb that was just slain
到了最后的时候
At the very end
羔羊的血
The wife of the Lamb.
但愿主恩待我们。
May the Lord be gracious.
我们以为没有希望。
We thought we had no hope.
我们以为没有明天。
We thought we had no tomorrow.
整个启示录。
All of Revelation.
给我们看见明天。
Shows us tomorrow.
给我们看见前程。
Shows us the future.
我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们把这些话交在你的手中。
Lord, we commit these words to you.
如果你觉得好，请你用这些话。
If you find them useful, please use them.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
但愿我们在座能看见你自己永远的旨意。
May we see your glorious eternal purpose.
我们也听见你得胜者的呼召。
And may we hear the calling of the overcomer.
让我们起来跟随你。
That we might follow.
无论羔羊往哪里去。
No matter where the lamb goes.
我们都跟随。
We follow.
靠主耶稣基督可爱的名。
In Jesus' precious name we pray.
Amen.
Through this word, you want to see is there this type of structure?
所以因为七个印一直通到四个最后的景象
Because the seven seals is connected all the way to the seven seals.
所以这四个是完全一个的
And this road map is the same.
弟兄姊妹，你看见没有？
Do you see that?
这里有两个大段的
There's two segments here.
前面三章
The first three chapters.
剩下的启示录
And then the rest of Revelation.
前面三章
The first three chapters.
圣灵给我们看人子行走在金灯台中
The Holy Spirit shows us the Son of Man amongst the lampstands.
后面这个六个七呢？
And then the last six sevens.
给我们看见羔羊的得胜
It shows us the victory of the Lamb.
从羔羊刚刚被杀。
When the lamb was just slain,
一直到羔羊的妻子
until the wife of the lamb.
哦，亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
你看见吗？
他
们明显这里的思想是一个完整的思想。
Very clear. This thought is a complete thought.
这个启示不是静态的启示。
This revelation is not a static revelation.
它是个动态的启示。
It is an active revelation.
好像上帝带着我们走的。
It is like the Holy Spirit leading us.
从前有一个这样的故事。
There was a story once.
有一个人呢，收到一个很大的包的礼物。
This person received a great present.
哦，他高兴得不得了。
He was very happy.
你看这么大的礼物，包得很好看。
Such a big present.
都是用最好的包装纸把它包装的。
It was wrapped in the best gift wrapping.
然后他把它打开。
And then he opened it.
哎，看见里面呢，又变小一点的。
And he opened it up, and there was a smaller.
那么也是用包装纸把它包起来。
Also wrapped.
所以他再把它打开。
And he opened it that way.
怎么里面还有啊
？Another one.
再打开
，opened it again.
那再打开
，opened it again.
好几层啊。
Several levels.
你看，你这里有一个人呐、啊，要把一个启示给他。
There is someone here who wants to give him a revelation.
他送给他个东西。
He wants to give him a gift.
他这样打开就是得到启示的。
As he keeps opening it, he keeps getting revelation.
那结果最后就是打开，最后他心很跳啊，越来越小，越来越小、啊。
He is getting more agitated.Because it's getting smaller and smaller.
那可能是金光钻的。
In fact, maybe it was a diamond.
哎，结果一打开呢
，But when he opened it,
里面是两颗花生米。
It was two peanuts.
弟兄姊妹，神不做这件事。
God does not do that.
神也送给我们很大的礼物。
God also gives us a big present.
这个礼物呢是启示录。
And in this present is revelation.
他的，你把这个礼物打开了。
And when you open this present,
里面两个大的盒子。
There's two big boxes.
两个盒子很清楚的。
Two separate boxes.
分得清清楚楚的。
Separate boxes.
第一个盒子很清楚。
The first box is very clear.
前面三章。
First three chapters.
第二个盒子的。
Second box.
你看见吗？圣灵要把我们带到一个地方。
The Holy Spirit wants to bring us to a point.
所以你看见这里面第一层包装，第二层包装，第三层包装。
The first level, second level, third level of gift wrapping.
包装。
Get
that. 然后等到你到了第七个的时候
，When you reach the seventh one，
哎，你看那个盒子了
，You see the box，
你看见吗
？You see。
那么现在呢？你说，哦，这个恐怕就是了。
And then we say, okay, this is it。
但是不
，But no。
再打开的时候
，Once you open it，
又是七六层的包装
，Another six levels of gift wrap。
等到第七个的时候
，When you reach the seventh one，
你说这个大概就是了
，This must be it。
还没有，你要忍耐
，No， you have to be patient。
放先开
，Keep looking。
弟兄明白吗
？Do you understand？
一直等在最后
，Until the very end，
看到什么
？What do you see？
是两颗花生米
，not two peanuts，
那是羔羊的血。
but it is the wife of the Lamb.
那不只是羔羊的妻。
Not only the wife of the Lamb.
你看见吗？羔羊坐在宝座的中央。
The Lamb is sitting at the center of the throne.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters.
为什么太阳系的所有的行星在太阳里面同归于一
？Why are all the stars in the solar system one with the sun?
你看见吗？那个能力的中心在太阳身上。
The power is in the sun.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见没有？所有都在太阳里面同归于一。
All are one in the sun.
我们的基督，我们的主，羔羊是坐在宝座上的。
Our Christ, our Lord, the Lamb is in the throne.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见在基督里最后终于同归于一了。
In Christ, we are finally one with Him.
现在我们知道了。
Now we know.
神最后的旨意终于达到了。
God's final purpose is attained.
但是不要忘记。
But do not forget.
圣灵在一步一步的往里面引导。
The Holy Spirit leads us step by step.
圣灵是个最好的向导。
Holy Spirit is the best guide we have.
他要把我们带到那个中心里去。
He takes us into the ultimate will.
不过这个路稍微远一点。
But the way is long.
好几层一直都读到奥赛尔章才。
Several levels, all the way to chapter
圣灵就安慰我们。
And the Holy Spirit comforts us.
到第七个月的时候。
When it reaches the seventh seal.
就讲到永世去了。
He speaks of eternity.
你看你主要擦干我们所有的眼泪。
He's going to wipe away all our tears.
现在七个月里面有许多的眼泪呢。
Many tears in the seventh seal.
有许多的苦难呢。
Many suffering.
弟兄姊妹，明白吗？
Do you understand?
同时不要忘记。
But do not forget.
这个次序啊。
The sequence
不是时间的次序。
It's not a sequence of time.
你明白吗？
Do you understand?
这个次序是启示的次序。
This sequence is a sequence of revelation.
如果你仔细读其中的话。
If you carefully read it.
它不是时间的次序。
It is not a sequence of time.
但是如果你要找时间有没有呢？
If you want to see if there is time,
你可以找得出来的。
You can find time.
但是弟兄姊妹，
But brothers and sisters,
不要忘记。
Do not forget.
单单的启示。
The true revelation.
乃是次序的启示。
Is a revelation of sequence.
而这个次序呢，是启示的次序。
And this sequence.Is a sequence of revelation, like Matthew.
你如果读马可福音的话
，If you read Mark,
什么都是按照时间的次序的。
Everything is according to time.
马太不是这样
，But Matthew is not like that.
道理的次序
，It is his doctrinal sequence.
为什么
？Why?
主要启示他的真理。
The Lord wants to reveal His truth.
所以现在他凡是根据同样一个道理站在一起，他都能站在一起的。
So according to one same doctrine, He is going to continue to put it all together.
弟兄姊妹，如果在座里面有年轻的弟兄姊妹
，If there are younger ones,
你愿意读启示录的？
And your words will be
revelation. You have to remember.
You have to remember one thing.
你要先把主的次序把它弄清楚。
You have to make clear the sequence.
因为这个启示背后跟他旨意有关系的。
The sequence has to do with His word.
然后你可以找时间的次序。
Then you can find sequence of time.
那这个我们可能不同了。
Then it might be different.
有的人相信在前背题。
Some people think it was a pre-rap.
有的人相信在后背题。
Some people think it was post-rap.
有的人相信在中背题。
Some people think it's partial rap, mid-rapture.
还有人相信是到圣者背题。
Some people think that rapture is over coming.
这事情你看见吗？这个世界是你找的，是我找的。
You said this, we find that, and you find that.
如果圣经告诉我们说我们都是在前背题，我们的问题解决了。
If the Bible says we are pre-rapture, then we have no problem.
但是为什么圣经没有这样做？
But why does the Bible not say that?
启示呢，让人明白他的旨意。
Because the revelation wants us to understand His purpose.
什么旨意没有明白
？If you don't understand God's purpose,
那光真是灾前灾后有什么用呢
？Why quarrel about prayer, post, what use is it?
如果我们在一起呢，还是分开呢
？Are we together or are we divided?
你知道有的地方，你如果说灾前背景，他不和你交通的。
Some places, if you say you believe in pre-rapture, they want to force you.
这里根本就讲异端的。
That's your heritage.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，你到底相不相信千年国呢
？Do you believe in the millennium?
有的人相信，有的人不相信。
Some people believe, some people don't.
这些都是爱主的人。
These are all people who love the Lord.
我们现在分了怎么办呢
？And you say we're divided. What should we do?
不要忘记，
神的
旨意叫我们合一的。
God's purpose brings us together.
你如果爱慕神的旨意
，If you love God's purpose,
你如果大部分都圣者的
，If you want to be an overcomer,
我们要会说
，We have to ask.
那你原则在哪里
？Where is the principle?
弟兄姊妹，你明白吗
？Do you understand?
当然，当我们早知道这个原则的时候
，Yes, when we know the principle,
跟将来发生的事有关系。
It has to do with what happens in the
future. 那我们要问
，Then we have to ask.
为什么圣灵不干脆把它弄得很好呢
？Why doesn't the Holy Spirit make it very clear.
按照时间表给我们排了，我们不就疯了吗
？Why doesn't He sequence it according to time?
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见这就是主要教导我们。
This is what the Lord wants to teach us.
我们可以看法在这个时间上，你去讲，因为圣经不是这样直接讲的嘛。
Do you know Scripture speak like this very clearly?
所以你有你的看法，他有他的看法。
You have your point of view. That person has.
但是我们要谦卑。
But let us be.
我们只能说这是今天我所知道的。
We can only say, this is what I know today.
弟兄，如果你的看法和我不一样的。
If your view is different than mine.
请你为我祷告。
Please pray for me.
看有一天我能看见你所看见。
So that one day I can see what you see.
但是我没有办法。
But I cannot.
这是我所知道的。
As far as I know.
这是我从圣经里找到最好的答案的。
This is the answer I received from the Bible.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？
Do you see that?
虽然我们不同。
Even though we're different.
还是可以交通的。
Still have fellowship.
但是有一件事我们相同的。
There's one thing that we have to
know. 再来我们是相同的。
The Lord is coming again.
虽然我们是相同的。
New Jerusalem we agree.
The sinner, 我们是相同。
And the sinners will agree.
弟兄姊妹，让我们共同知道什么叫原则。
Let us together know what it means to be.
什么不胜
？How to overcome?
的结局是什么
？What the end result is?
弟兄姊妹，因为这是明明这么启示的嘛。
Well, this is how the Lord has revealed it.
所以我再说弟兄姊妹。
I'll say it again.
你回去你自己好好读读看。
When you go back, read it for yourself.
这是不是圣灵所启示出来的秩序
？Is it the sequence that the Holy Spirit revealed?
如果是的话
，If it is,
这是道理的秩序。
This is a doctrinal sequence.
因为事实上里面很多时间。你看见不是、很明显时间 不是这样一个接一个不是的
Because in reality it's not like there's time sequence together
为什么圣灵这样做呢
Why does the Holy Spirit do that?
因为他讲道理给我们听
Because he wants to speak the doctrine to us
他要告诉我们怎么回事
He wants to tell us what's happening
所以弟兄姊妹这一点我们一定要清楚
We have to be very clear
所以完了以后你千万不要问我你在相信在前辈子还是相信在后辈子
So after the meeting don't ask me if you believe in prayer
对啊你不要和你争嘛
Because I don't want to be given
up with
you
对啊
We are
one 我们在心里同归
We are all union with Christ.
这是什么？你明白吗
？Do you understand?
让我们先彼此鼓励。
Let us encourage.
让我们一同长大。
Let us grow together.
这是什么？有一天你可以调整你的，我也可以调整我。
One day you can correct yourself, or I can correct myself.
真的，你不能调整的。
God's will cannot be corrupted.
我对圣经的领会可以调整。
My understanding of the Bible can be corrupted.
所以弟兄姊妹，上帝就开我们的眼。
Let the Lord open our
eyes. 我们知道讲启示录是最难的。
We know that speaking revelation.
你有什么不同的看法
？The same different view.
弟兄姊妹，难道我们要分吗
？Are we going to be divided?
No.我们真的
，The enemy wants it.
我们拒绝背叛。
But we do not.
We do. 神，这个仇敌实在是诡诈。
The enemy is crafty.
为什么
？Why？
因为启示录讲到他的结局。
Because the Holy Spirit speaks of his end result.
所以，如果是他的结局的话
，If it was his end，
他当然不要我们明白了。
Of course he doesn't want to say.
第一，他把论论很难很难。
First he makes it very difficult.
但是不能明白的。
We can't understand it.
但圣经告诉我们
，But the Bible tells us.
你是不是一本开的书啊
？Revelation is an open book.
每个人都可以明白的。
Everybody can understand.
明白吗
？You understand？
但以理书最后。是要把它关起来的。
At the very end, Daniel is closed.
这个时候还没有到。
Because the time has not arrived.
你没有启示录，你怎么懂但以理啊
？If you don't have Revelation, how do you understand Daniel?
你要怎么但以理启示录写完了，你才知道但以理讲什么
？After Revelation is written, then you understand Daniel.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见吗
？You see that?
是很清楚的
，very clear.
主给我们看见。
The Lord says,
你看见吗？这个是神的启示。
This is God's
revelation. 所以我们如果明白这些的话
，If we understand this,
我们就知道说我们要知道到底主在这些话里面对我们怎么说的。
Then we know what the Lord is trying to speak to us.
这些地方我想我们都没有难处。
Then we don't have difficulties.
我们相信背起。
We believe that.
什么是背起？我们可以不同。
When we are raptured, we can.
但是我们要问，什么叫做背起？
What does it mean to
be
right? What's the principle of right?
这个我们都相同的。
That we have to agree.
我们不过在时间表上不同就是。
We're only different in time.
所以弟兄姊妹，
但
愿我们在往下看的时候
，As we continue to see,
我们巴不得有一个这样的印象。
That we have this type of image.
那么然后呢，我们就回到昨天我们所教导的。
Let us return to what we shared yesterday.
我们说过得胜的秘诀乃是连于羔羊的得胜。
We know that the secret to overcoming is to be one with the victory of the Lamb.
因为我们不可能得胜。
Because we cannot overcome.
在我们没有得胜的时候
，Before we overcome,
我们主已经得胜。
Our Lord already overcame.
而那个得胜，圣经称它做羔羊的得胜。
That overcoming is the victory of the Lamb.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗
？Do you see?
这很重要的。
Very important.
那么今天我们怎么能够得胜呢
？How do we gain the victory today?
乃是与基督联合。
It is to be one with Christ.
换句话说，是连于羔羊的得胜。
In other words.One with the victory of the Lamb.
羊羔经第四章一直到二十二章
，Chapter 4 to 22。
我们看见羔羊怎样的得胜。
We see how the Lamb gains victory.
我们说约翰有60年没有看见主。
We said John hadn't seen the Lord for 60 years.
灵里面他是看见的。
In the spirit he did see him.
这个没有问题的。
No problem.
他肉身没有看见。
But in his fleshly eyes,
他不知道主升天的那个云彩把他带到哪里去。
He did not know after the clouds where did he ascend.
他掉到天上去。
He knew he went to heaven.
他是怎么回事呢
？What happened?
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
你看见吗？
正
在羔羊站在宝座中间。
Now the Lamb is standing in the center of the throne.
只有他配展开那个书卷。
Only he is worthy to open the scroll.
那么弟兄姊妹，这个羔羊乃是刚刚被杀的。
This Lamb was just slain.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters.
对于约翰来说，
for John,
他的一生和羔羊发生不能分隔的关系。
All his life, he had a life with the Lamb that could not be separated.
羔羊可以，他可以是第一个跟随羔羊的。
He was the first one who followed the Lamb.
他和安德烈是第一个跟随羔羊的。
He and Andrew were the first ones to follow the Lamb.
他听见他的声音说：“看哪，什么羔羊。”
He heard, "Behold, the Lamb of God."
他离开了去约翰，是约翰。
So he left John the Baptist.
他好像做了逃兵一样。
It's as if he became a defector.
结果从现在开始，他跟随了我们的主。
From now on, he follows our Lord.
弟兄们，你看见吗？羔羊无论往哪里去，都是跟随。
Wherever the Lamb goes, he follows.
现在你明白吗？
Now do you understand?
在启示录14章
，In Revelation 14,
在锡安山。
On the Mount Zion, and the heavenly Mount Zion,
你看见羔羊和他的同伴。
You will see Lamb and his companions.
谁像同伴呢？
Who are his companions?
羔羊无论往哪里去，他都跟随。
Wherever the Lamb goes, they go.
这是什么？这是不是很抽象呢？
Is this very abstract?
没有，你读四福音的时候。
No, when you read the four gospels.
那些跟随主的门。
Those who follow him, the disciples.
他们就是羔羊，无论往哪里去，他们都跟随。
They were wherever the Lamb went, they went.
现在约翰被主碰见了。
Now John has been met by the Lord.
他被主征服了。
He has conquered by
He
has no other way.
他
原
来他知道有一条路是借着施洗约翰的。
He thought that there was a way before with John the Baptist.
现在他知道那不是路。
But he knows now that is not the way.
弟兄姊妹，他完全被主得着了。
He has been captured by it.
他一听就说：“看哪，神的羔羊。”
He heard, "Behold the Lamb of God."
弟兄姊妹，从那一天开始
，From that day on,
这个世界的路已经没有了。
The way of the world is gone.
只有一个人
，Only one person.
要跟随到底。
He's going to follow to the end.
对，弟兄姊妹
，The brother says,
这就是约翰。被征服的故事。
This is how John was conquered.
所以就是怎么样的得胜者呢？
How do you be an overcomer?
羔羊的同伴就是得胜者。
The companions of the Lamb are overcomers.
这些人怎么得胜者呢？
How are they overcomers?
他们先被主的爱胜过的。
First they are overcome by the Lord.
爱先征服他们。
The love of the Lord captured them.
他们都做了爱的俘虏。
They become the captives of love.
弟兄姊妹，我们这些蒙恩得救人岂不是这样吗？
Are we who are saved? Aren't we the same?
所以如果我们要问我们怎样得胜呢？
If we're to ask how do we gain the victory?
我们要问上帝怎样胜过我们。
We have to ask how can the Lord conquer us?
怎样征服我们？
How the Lord can conquer us?
让他得着我们的意志。
May he obtain our
hearts. 得着我们的情感。
May he conquer emotions.
得着我们的心思。
May he gain our mind.
得着我们的全人。
May he gain our all.
你愿意变做爱的俘虏？
Do you want to be the captive of the Lord?
弟兄姊妹，
你
不要问说我怎样的得胜者。
Do not ask how I'm going to be overcomer.
约翰是这么做的胜者的。
John was this way. He became the
overcomer. 然后你看约翰的故事。
And then you see the story of John.
我们知道从此以后
，From now on，
当约翰写日记的时候
，As he was writing his diary，
那他怎么写呢
？What did he say？
因为他遇见羔羊了。
Because he saw the Lamb.
所以所有的事情跟羔羊发生关系的。
Everything to do with the Lamb.
所以你读约翰福音的时候
，When you read the Gospel of John，
他讲到。这个逾越节
，When he sees a Passover，
一个逾越节
，Another Passover，
又一个逾越节
，Another Passover，
三个逾越节
，Three Passover，
这是不是
？Is that amazing？
第一个逾越节
，The first Passover，
他跟随羔羊一年了
，He had followed the lamb one year。
第二个逾越节
，The second Passover，
带你两年了
，He followed it 2 years。
三个逾越节
，Third Passover，
三年了
，He followed it 3 years。
现在我们知道
，Now we know，
原来主在地上活着33年
，The Lord was on earth for 33 years。
你怎么知道
？How do you know？
你读马可、路加、约翰，在主耶稣还。只活31年。
If you read Matthew, Mark, and Luke, it's as if they only lived 30 years.
因为那三卷书只讲一个逾越节。
Because they only spoke of one Passover.
你明白吗？这就是约翰福音。
This is the Gospel of
John. 第一个逾越节的时候
，The first Passover.
很可能他和彼得就到圣殿里面去。
Possibly he and Peter went to the temple.
那么到中午十二点到下午3点钟的时候
，noon to three，
有25万只羊被宰杀。
250,000 lambs were killed.
然后呢，约翰跟彼得就拿了一只羊走了。
And John and Peter took the lamb and left.
这是第一个逾越节。
That was the first Passover.
那不是如此。
Not only that.
那个逾越节的血，那个羔羊的血跑到哪里去
？Where did all the blood of the lamb go?
羔羊下面血到哪里去
？Where did all the blood of the lamb go?
那个血是流到祭坛底下的。
That blood went down under the altar.
然后现在考古学家告诉我们。
Now archaeologists tell us.
那么在那个祭坛的底下
，under the altar.
那么结果有个洞，透过磐石一直流到希伦西的。
There was a hole that led through the rocks all the way to the Kidron Brook.
所以你看见那个泉源好像血泉一样。
So that spring was like a spring of blood.
弟兄姊妹，
这
是第一年。
That was the first year.
第二年也是如此。
Second year was the same.
到了第三年的时候
，The third year.
根据约翰的记载
，According to John.
前一天
，That same day，
他们宰杀逾越节羔羊的时候
，When they slew the lamb，
在12点钟的时候
，At noon，
你
听见那个声音说
You heard a voice
我的神我的神你为什么离弃
My God why have you forsaken me
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
过去两年
Past year
约翰所看见的影子
What John saw was a shadow
是旧约的影子
An Old Testament
新约的羔羊
The Passover
lamb 第四年
That's the third year
他亲眼看见神的羔羊挂在十字架
He saw with his eyes the lamb on the cross
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
他离开了他像彼得一样也跌倒了
He like Peter fell
他知道他自己是个罪人
He knew he was a sinner
当他一个罪人的地位站在十字架底下的时候
On a sinner's position he stood under the cross
他知道
He knew
这个就是预言界的羔羊
This is the Passover lamb
他就是他的救主就是他的救主
He is our savior
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
因为这个缘故
For this reason
当主耶稣渴的时候
When the Lord was thirsty
他们拿牛膝草然后给赐给他喝
They gave him a hyssop filled with vinegar
你是讲什么故事
What is the story of
hyssop 预言节的故事
It's the story of Passover.
然后主耶稣的腿没有被打断
And then his legs were not broken.
是什么故事
What's the story?
是预言节的故事
The story of Passover.
你知道预言节羔羊是不可以没有一个骨头是折断的
Not one bone of the lamb of Passover could be broken.
弟兄姊妹 前两个预言节
The past two Passover
他知道这个血往哪里流的
The new word of blood
你看有一个血从祭坛一直流出去的
The blood flows all the way from the altar
现在他亲眼看见
Now with his own eyes
现在不再是 shadow 不再是影子了
No longer is the shadow
从他的肉膛
He's through
the side 不光流出血已经流出血了
Not only blood but water
我们也不要忘记啊在主耶稣那时候西门西是有水的
We know that at the kingdom birth there was water there
现在是没有水不成
Now there's no water
所以弟兄姊妹你看见吗前两个预言节
The first two Passover
他看见都是影子
What he saw was a shadow
现在他看见预言节羔羊挂在十字架
Now he sees the Passover lamb on the cross
哦亲爱的弟兄姊
妹
你看见吗
Do you see
that 这就是约翰他所看见的一幅图
This is the picture of John said
哦等到他写约翰的写启示录的时候
When he wrote Revelation
那个时候也许他年纪很大了
Maybe he was older
根据教会历史告诉我们
He was aging
年纪很老了
He was aged man
他已经快一百岁了
Almost 100 years old
所以有历史学家告诉我们说
So historians tell us
他那时候见到一些弟兄姊妹的时候
When he saw some brothers and sisters
他只讲一句话的
He only said one word
小子们啊你们应当彼此相爱
Little children love one another
小子们啊一旦彼此相爱
Little children love one another
他还只会一句话
As if he only knew one thing
我想说他会不会在老年痴呆症了
Could it be that he got Alzheimer's
怎么讲来讲去这么一句话呢
Only one thing
这句话不能离开他
That one verse cannot leave him
很可能他那个时候记忆力是不行的
Maybe his memory was failing him
但是不是弟兄姊妹
No brother and sister
等到他写约翰福音的时候
When he wrote the gospel of John
他记得第一次遇见就是下午四点钟
He remembered the first time he met the Lord was in the first half of that year
第一见主的地方是约旦河外的伯大尼
He knew that the first time he met him was Bethany outside the Jordan
那就是神用乌鸦供养这个以上以利亚的地方
That is where God fed Elijah with the ravens
所以弟兄姊妹他怎么记得那么清楚
How could he remember that clearly
有许多事他怎么记不住了
Many things he cannot remember
有些的事记不住了
He can't remember
也许你叫他讲到他讲不出来了
Maybe he can't speak anymore
他有一句话
But there's one
要是老年痴呆也就一句话
And even if he has Alzheimer's
就是了你们小子们你们应当彼此相爱
Little children love one another
但是弟兄姊妹
Brother and sister
虽然如此
Even though
当他回过头去看的时候
When he looks back
哦弟兄姊妹
Brother and sister
你看见他那一幅图画他永远不会忘记
That picture he will never forget
这个那么多年了
So many years
所以当他写约翰的书信的时候
So when he wrote the epistle
当他回想那段故事的时候
When he was remembering
向我们求
是
约翰站在十字架之上
Only John stood under the cross
他知道说他我们的主曾经应许撒玛利亚妇人说把喝这水的永远不要再渴
He was the one who knew that, that Jesus promised the Samaritan woman whoever drinks of the water shall not thirst again
他亲眼亲眼听见主说我渴了
He heard the Lord say, I am thirsty.
因为他说我渴了
Because he said, I am thirsty.
就是为我们完成了救赎的功夫
Because he had completed work.
现在我们可以说永远不再渴
Now we can say, no longer will ever thirst again.
你明白吗
Do you understand?
这是为什么约翰记得撒玛利亚妇人的故事
That is why John remembered the Samaritan woman.
彼得忘记了
Peter forgot.
马可不应该有的
Mark should have had it.
马可也忘记了
Matthew forgot.
马可好像也没有的
There is not a loop.
别人忘记了约翰不能忘记
Others forgot.John
committed
one who was captured by love one who was captured to love even though he has Alzheimer's other things get
forgotten
spiritual things never never forget. This woman has been totally conquered by the Lord.
怎么形容那幅图画呢?
How do you describe that picture?
弟兄姊妹,
God gave him one word. That word is the best word in the world.
那你怎么告诉我什么叫爱?
How do you describe love to God?
爱不是个东西,
love is not a thing.
爱不是感觉,
love is not an emotion.
爱不是一个人,
love is a person.
爱那是那位, God's 被杀的羔羊.
Love is that lamb that was slain.
哦，那个印象太深刻。
That image is too vivid.
就是把他烧成灰，他都还记得。
Even if you burn it to ashes, you still remember.
他把他名字想起来了。
No wonder he said his name.
哦，只要人知道这位被杀的羔羊就好了。
As long as they know this lamb that was slain.
他就称呼自己是约翰，是主所爱的那个门徒。
He called himself the disciple that Jesus loved.
是什么意思?
What does this mean?
如果全世界就一个人的话,
so there's only one person left in the world. And this person is John. Jesus would be willing to be nailed to the cross for him. Brothers and sisters, who can understand love like John? Brothers and sisters, do you see? This story is a story of love. So John became a captive of love.
当他说羔羊无论往哪里去的时候,
so wherever the lamb goes,
我懂得为什么他说那句话,
you need to understand why he said,
但愿主开我们的眼睛,
may the Lord open our eyes,
但我们每一个人都是被爱征服的,
may we be conquered by his love.
如果我们真的被爱征服, 我们被爱征服有多少?
However much we are conquered by his love,
我们就得胜有多少?
That is how much we will overcome.
弟兄姊妹,
为什么我们还是那么完全呢? Why are we so perfect?
为什么我们还是那么完整呢?
Why are we so complete?
弟兄姊妹你看见吗?
Do you understand?
我们不是有伤痕吗?
Do we have bruises on us?
所以当然就开我们的眼睛,
the Lord open our eyes.
当然我们完全被主完全征服,
we need to be completely conquered by his love.
所以感谢主,
so thank you, Lord.
这就是被杀的羔羊,
that is the lamb that was slain.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and
sisters, 你看见这就是圣灵所启示,
this is what the Holy Spirit reveals on us.
不止这么多,
but not only that.
你看见吗? 现在约翰讲到羔羊的时候,
when Revelation, when John speaks of the lamb,
他换的另外一个词,
he changed another
term. 这个懂得圣经能告诉我们,
those who understand the Bible tells,
他在约翰福音一共用了28次这个词,
he used this word 28 times in John.
和神的羔羊那个字不是完全一样的,
it's a little different than the Lamb of God.
但是不要忘记,
but do not forget,
虽然这个就作这个希腊文本身来说,
according to the Greek,
因为它的不同的,
there is a little different.
不过这是classic Greek, 这是古典的希腊文,
this is classic Greek.
当你读圣经的时候,
but when you read the Bible,
你要看圣灵怎么用这些词,
you have to see how the Spirit uses these words.
所以读圣经就告诉我们说,
so Bible scholars tell us,
当到讲到这个启示录的羔羊的时候,
when you speak of the lamb in Revelation,
它不都是逾越节的羔羊,
not only, it is not only the Passover lamb,
它是从死里复活的,
he raised from the dead,
而且升天的,
ascended to heaven,
现在权柄能力荣耀通通归给他的,
authority and glory is his.
所以讲到这个羔羊的时候,
so when we speak of the lamb,
让我们记得,
let us remember,
不单讲的十字架,
not only the cross,
乃是基督并他十字架,
Christ and him crucified.
It's
Christ and him crucified.
Do
you see that?
在这里讲到羔羊的时候,
when we speak of the lamb,
是得胜的羔羊,
it is a victorious lamb.
讲得胜的征服的羔羊,
it is a conquering lamb.
弟兄姊妹, 那不止如此,
not only that,
就在那个时候,
at that time,
那约翰哭了,
John wept.
因为谁配得展开那个书卷?
Who was worthy to open?
没有人能配得展开那个书卷?
Nobody was worthy to open.
结果他今天说, 因为犹大的事情都胜了,
and then he said, because of the victory of the Lion of Judah,
他可以展开那个书卷,
he can open the book.
他立即他到底是谁?
He was looking to see who it was.
结果看见在宝座中一个羔羊刚刚被杀的,
and then he saw on the throne a lamb that was just slain.
是他配展开书卷,
he was worthy to open the book.
然后天上赞美的声音就开始,
and then the praise in heavens began.
他们不是敬拜神, 也敬拜羔羊,
not only do they worship God, they worship the lamb.
结果, 弟兄姊妹, 只有他配展开那个书,
only he was worthy to open the scroll.
这个书卷是什么?
What is this book?
感谢主,
thank you, Lord.
圣经里面是有答案的,
there is an answer.
在我们说这个以前,
before we share,
让我再重复昨天晚上将军所讲的故事,
let me retell the story that I brought.
因为他讲的那段我就省掉五分钟今天,
because he shared yesterday, I can say 5 minutes today.
他告诉我们
He told us a story in Jeremiah.
等到这个尼布加尼撒王围攻耶路撒冷的时候,
as Nebuchadnezzar was surrounding Jerusalem,
看见耶路撒冷也不行了,
and you could see that there would be besieged.
而且我们叫神借着耶利米说, 这个这里你是要被我, 不过他们70年以后能够回来,
And the people of Israel were going to be led captive, but 70 years would come back. And then God through man told Jeremiah, go buy a land. And you buy it with 17 shekels.
弟兄们, 像我们弟兄所说的,
just like our brother said,
这个兵荒马乱是卖地的时候,
and this time of confusion is not a time for you to buy land.
那么现在问题在这里,
now the question is,
神不是告诉你说70年以后以色列要把他带回来吗?
Didn't God say that in 70 years he'll bring them back?
现在以色列被掳了,
the people of Israel have been captured.
是谁得胜的?
Who overcame? Babylon came to the
battle.
Babylon was like a lion.
那么以色列像在狮子口中的羊一样,
the people of Israel were like the lamb in the mouth of a lion.
但是弟兄姊妹,现在神告诉我,要以利米怎么说?
God tells Jeremiah,
因为神要做恢复的工作,
he tells you don't do a work of recovery.
你看见了好像仇敌得胜了,
it's as if the enemy has gained the
victory.
Now he's going to do a work of recovery.
但是他现在就要考一考耶利米,
but now he's going to test Jeremiah.
你真的相信70年以后你要回来吗?
Do you believe 70 years you're going to come back?
你看见如果你真的相信70年要回来的话,
if you believe 70 years you're going to come back,
你就把买这块地,
you can buy this land.
可是谁敢买这块地?
Who will buy this land?
感谢主,
thank you Lord.
耶利米相信神,
Jeremiah believed,
他果然买那块地,
and he bought that land.
花了多少钱呢?
How much? 17 shekels.
然后就像我们弟兄所说的,
just like our brother said,
他们一定要找人来,
they brought
somebody,
they wrote the different terms and
conditions,
and had a title deed.
你要把地契放住,就把它封好,
and put the seal the title
deed. 你看见吗? 就是他的地契,但你要把它封好的,
but you have to seal the deed.
你要把它放在瓦器里面,
and put it in an earthen vessel.
那如果他们用火把圣殿烧掉的话,
and if they burn the temple,
这个东西还保留的,
then this deed was still
there. 问题在这里,
but here's the problem,
弟兄姊妹, 如果70年以后,
if after 70 years,
当然不是耶利米回来,
of course Jeremiah did not come,
耶利米的后代可以回来,
his descendants can come back.
现在我们要问,
now we ask,
谁配得展开那个书卷?
Who is worthy to open that book?
很清楚的,
very clear.
谁是十七十克勒?
The one who paid
17 shekels,
he is worthy to open that book.
你看见吗?
Do you see that?
现在神宝座前那本书,
the book in front of it,
那个书卷,
that square,
也是封好的,
it's also sealed,
而是七个封的,
and it's sealed with 17.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹, 现在我们要问,
now we ask,
谁配得展开那个书卷?
Who is worthy to open that square?
那个书卷是什么?
What is that square?
你如果读四篇第二篇的话,
if you read Psalm 2,
神应许基督,
The Lord promised,
要把列国赐给他们做基业,
will give all the nations as an inheritance,
要把地基赐给他们做田产,
will give all the earth as their possession.
这什么意思?
What does that mean?
现在你明白吗?
Now do you understand?
他手中的地契, 手中所拿的就是那个地契,
in his hand it is the title deed.
什么意思?
What does that mean?
弟兄姊妹, 我们说过这个地已经沦陷了,
we know that this earth has been fallen.
你知道说这个整个宇宙这一部分版图是黑暗的版图,
and this territory of this land now is, everything has been lost.
但是不要忘了,
but do not forget, God through our Lord,
和羔羊的同伴,
and through the companions of God,
要从敌人的手里面,
through the enemy's hand,
就把那个名字把它拿回来,
wants to win back that land.
所以弟兄们,你需要懂得七个印什么意思?
Now you understand what the seven seals are.
你看见了,那个七个印代表地契,
those seven seals represent the deed.
这是主的,
this is all the Lord.
撒旦今天盘踞这块地,完全非法的,
Satan has usurped this land, and it is not right.
是神把每次羔羊把那个揭开的时候,
so every time the land opens the seal,
世界上有些事情发生,
certain things happen on earth.
但是不要忘记,
but do not forget,
从主升天以后,
after the Lord ascended,
一直到今天,
until today,
你看报纸,
when you read the newspaper,
你注意所有事情的发生,
everything that happens,
和他展开书卷发生关系的,
has to do with this opening up.
你看到吗,弟兄姊妹,
brother and sister,
就是从主升天以后, 他就打开这个书卷,
he has opened the scroll after he ascended.
每一次打开书卷的时候,
every time he opens the scroll,
就是一次宣告说,
then it's a wonderful
question.
这是主的，这是我们已经得胜了。我们在十字架上，你受了蛇的头 ，on the cross he bruised the head.
现在，他要借着他的同伴
，and through his companion，
借着他的教会
，through the church，
就好像当初神要借着亚当一样
，just like the Lord wanted to use Adam.
如果亚当吃了生命树，他就能完成神的旨意。Adam
had eaten of the tree of life, he would have accomplished God's will.
弟兄姊妹，现在你看见了吗？
Now,
因为这个缘故
，this reason，
等到我们主把这个印揭开的时候
，when he opened the seal，
那世界上就。
Then something happens in the world.
这事情发生的时候,
when these things happen,
就告诉我们说,
it tells us,
一面这个地是属于他的,
on one hand this earth belongs to
him, 另一面现在我们主要把那个地拿回来, 一个个慢慢就拿回来了,
on the other hand he's winning back slowly the earth.
弟兄姊妹你看见没有?
Do you see that?
这是非常非常稀奇的事,
it's very amazing.
所以从此,
so from now,
圣经告诉我们说,
the Bible tells us,
羔羊就揭开那个契约,
the lamb opens the seal,
他揭开一个印到的时候
as he opens each seal,
有一匹白马就出来了
then a white horse comes out.
第二个印的时候
the second seal,
第二匹马就出来
second horse,
第三匹马
a third horse,
第四匹马
a fourth horse,
第五个印
the five
seal, 第六个